Hello and welcome to the podcast for Christ Community Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. My name is Lee Younger. I'm one of the pastors here at Christ Community, and this is a message that I pre-recorded for our online service, which aired Sunday morning, December 20th, 2020. I spoke from Luke chapter 2, the angel's announcement to the shepherds.
Hey, everyone. Over these next few weeks, as we move through Advent and head towards Christmas, Tom and I are going to kind of share the duty of bringing a word to you from the scriptures. And what we're going to do is we are going to take the same piece of scripture from Luke chapter 2, the announcement of the birth of Jesus to the shepherds outside Bethlehem. The disruption of a night sky that seemed like a normal night that was anything but normal. The greatest news that anyone had ever heard. And he and I are going to take apart that little message piece by piece. What I'm going to do is kind of break down week by week the first part of that message. I have good news of great joy that unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And then Tom's going to take that latter part of that message. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace on whom his favor rests. I want to look at that first piece of that message. Was the angels had one message about one baby with three titles. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. A Savior. What does it mean that God has come to this world to be with us? God has come for us, and he has come as a Savior. You know, I know for me, I am so glad that the angel's message on that first night was not, I have good news of great joy that unto you is born this day in the city of David, a motivational speaker who will inspire you to greatness. It's the kind of thing our society would like. Somebody just kind of pump me up, give me a pep talk, and then I would get so emotionally invested that I would change my life forever. I can remember being in high school, and they would call us out of math class for an assembly. We would go to the auditorium, and the great part about it was we were getting to leave math class. No offense, math teachers, love you guys, grateful for what you do, but that was kind of the good part of it for me. And then somebody would get up front and they would tell this story about how their life had gone sideways, and the whole point of it was maybe to make us cry, maybe to make us really impressed with, you know, how they've kind of dug themselves up by their, you know, pulled themselves up by their bootstraps. And I guess the message was don't do drugs or something, and it's hard to know what effect that really had on a lot of us. But that's not why God has come here. That's not what Jesus was here to do on that first night. The state of my heart and my life, the state of my relationships, the state of our world, it's not going to be fixed by me being inspired to greatness through some really pretty words. That's not going to get it done. You know, I'm also glad that on that first night, the news wasn't, unto you is born this day in the city of David, a coach who will make you into a champion. I played sports my whole life. And, you know, some coaches are better than others, but basically every coach, their job is to look at what you're doing and to change it and to make you better and to give you kind of fundamental things to practice and to get better at. And, you know, sometimes you have guys that are really nice and really good at it. And sometimes you have to watch game film where you get to see yourself get pancaked and flat-backed in slow motion in front of all your friends over and over again. And it doesn't feel that great. And I can tell you that from my experience, the problems in my life, the problems in our homes and in our relationships, they're too deep to just have some fundamental little fix that we need to just try and try and practice and maybe we'll get better. The idea of a motivational speaker to inspire us or a coach to make us into champions, I mean, that's based on the idea that we're almost there. That if we change just a little bit, if we could fix ourselves by degrees, then maybe we could get where we need to be. But the truth is, it's too late for that. Our problems are too deep for that. Our situation is too desperate for that. I know my heart is. I don't need an inspiration. I don't need fundamental practice. I need to be saved. This ship is too far along. It's too deep down. I can't be fixed. I need to be saved. Good news, great joy. A Savior has come. Someone to rescue me. You know, the thing about a Savior is, it's only good news and great joy if you want to be saved. And notice I didn't say if you need to be saved, because trust me, you need to be saved. I need to be saved. Everybody you know and everybody I know needs to be saved. Oh, yeah. But it's not good news until you want it. You know, I need brakes on my car, but every time I push the brake pedal and my car slows down, I don't rejoice good news of great joy. I don't kind of act that way. But there was a wintry night about 14 years ago when I was in my little 1986 Honda CRX hatchback, and I was going down this big hill on the west end of Oak Ridge towards the turnpike, and it was icy and slippery, and I started sliding, and I was pumping the brakes and doing all the things you're supposed to, but I couldn't catch any traction. And as I was approaching the turnpike, I looked over to the side, and there's a, you know, an 18-wheel semi-tractor trailer flying down the turnpike right at me, and I thought, so this is how it ends. And right at that moment, I caught a dry piece of pavement, got a little traction, the brakes worked, and I was able to get off the road. Oh, good news of great joy, brakes. A savior is good news if you want to be saved. So here's my question for you and for me, for all of us this Christmas season. Have you ever had that moment where you just looked at yourself in the mirror and you swore in tears and with steely resolve, I will never do that thing again. And then later on you did it again. I have good news for you. Have you ever thought something really hurtful about somebody that you really love and then you went ahead and said it anyway? Whew, I know I have. I have great joy for you and for me. Have you ever been neck deep in a fight with somebody and somewhere in the middle of that you realized they were 100% right and you were 100% wrong, but you doubled down on your side anyway and kept pushing through? I have good news of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. One who would not be a program that would make our life better. One who was a person who was better and is better than us, who lived a perfect life and then laid it down in sacrifice and blood to pay for us and trade places with us and rescue us. That's what our relationships need, right? That's what our homes need, right? A Savior. It's what Peter found out on a stormy night when he shoved his hands up out of the waves and said, Lord, save me. It's what Paul was talking about in Romans chapter 10 when he said, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be what? Saved. Unto you is born a Savior.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight over all the earth. He who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Shepherds in their fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship. Worship Christ the newborn King. Come and
to Christ the new.